Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Everything's free there, by the way, except for the book. If you want to buy the book, we appreciate that. We think you'll like it. And if you don't want to buy the book, go to the regular website and look around. You'll find a whole lot of what's in there on the website for free. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's VP of Technology Studies and Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out. They're specializing in calling attention to all the ridiculous regulations that we have. Wayne, thanks again for being here. You know, over the years, as you know, and I think you and I have discussed together, one of the greatest things we could do is sunset the regulations, like they sunset laws, right? In the Bush era, we had a bunch of tax breaks, but they sunset. And so they finally went away after 5 years or 10 years. So why don't we sunset all regulations? And I've been talking about that for years. So the President Trump, did something similar, didn't he? He said if you initiate a new regulation, you have to get rid of two.
Get rid of two.
That's almost better than a sunset, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you that it is on the executive side. It's the best thing he could possibly do. All of this is going to take action by Congress to back it up. But let me say this. What the president is doing right now, at least in terms of the regulatory enterprise, is the most aggressive thing I've ever seen a president do since I've been working on this. Way before my time, when Reagan came in, he set up the review process. You know, we have the Office of Management and Budget that does our fiscal budget, right?
Right.
OMB also reviews regulations. And Reagan set up the system by which OMB does that. And when he came in, he made the Federal Register, the daily depository of all these rules and regulations, and the numbers of rules each drop by more than a third. Since then, there's been nothing as aggressive. Trump coming in with his early executive order saying two for one for every regulation in, you got to get rid of two.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't only do that, Jim. He said that the net new cost of regulations for 2017 have got to be zero.
Wow.
And that's what he's done. So he's effectively done this sunset. Now,
he's gotten rid with his pen. He's gotten rid of about 13 major rules. But how does he impose, how does he put teeth in that instructions to the regulatory bodies?
That's exactly the right question, because the 13 rules he got rid of, those were done by a different measure called the Congressional Review Act.
Right.
As it happens, the last rules that Obama pushed through since June or so were subject to the Congressional Review Act, which would allow Congress to overturn them as long as the president signed the overturning order, the resolution of disapproval. So in spite of there being over 200 rules they could have gotten rid of that way, Jim, they only got rid of 13. That was my beef with it. You know, that's one of the, you know,
let the 100, the other 183 lapse and stay in effect when they could have gotten rid of them.
Yeah, those are still
the time has run out.
What
hasn't
he has done, though,
has the time run out?
Here's the good thing. Yeah, the time's run out on that, still older rules like the Waters of the United States rule, or the Clean Power Plan, or the Fiduciary rule out of the Department of Labor.
Right.
There's still other rules that are big ones like that that were not within that window by which Congress could overturn them.
Right.
But they're still going.
Why didn't Congress overturn those?
Well, they should. What they're Trump is trying to
that's legislative malpractice, isn't it, for the Republicans?
Yeah,
is it not?
He's put out orders to review the Sarbanes-Oxley rule, for example, and I mentioned earlier he's gotten back this input from manufacturing and service sectors on rules to get rid of, on things to deal with. But your main interest is sunsetting, and I actually think that is kind of a wedge to get in here and do something about this stuff, because what will happen now is the new guidance has come out from the administration on how to implement the two out for every rule that comes in. And, Jim, I can tell you, I glance at the Federal Register every week just tallying up the numbers of rules that have come out, and unless you're talking about FAA's airworthiness directives or the Coast Guard's drawbridge schedules, Regulation has stopped in 2017. I mean, it has stopped. It's the most unbelievable thing to witness.
Whereas for 8 years, every time you look over at the register, it'd be stacked to the roof, stacked to the rafters. Now you're looking over there, and the outbox is empty.
That's right. Last year was just pumping out rules like chocolate bunnies. I was putting out the new 10,000 Commandments report, putting the data together. The report will come out next month, so I'll come back. I'll holler at you again and let you know when it comes out. But the Federal Register, Jim, last year ended at 97,000 pages.
Wow.
The prior record for that was 82,000 pages.
And that was Obama's record.
Which is already gigantic.
That was Obama's record. What is it right now? How many pages is right now?
Now, the Federal Register is less than 20,000 pages for the whole year. But you got to remember, the part of the year was those first few weeks of Obama that were already thousands of pages.
Right.
Plus, remember, too, if Trump gets rid of a rule, even if he wants to sunset one and go through the regulatory process, guess what? You got to write a rule to get rid of a rule. So that's something I'm going to try to address a little bit in a paper, because I think that's a little bit twisted. We're going to have to rethink some of the administrative
procedures. But still, I mean, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Does congressional Republicans have the same... Do they have the same bullseye on regulations as you and I do, and as I think President Trump does? Do they have the same attitude?
Yeah.
Are they more like Democrats?
You got a problem, Jim. The House does. The House has passed something called the RAINS Act to force Congress to vote to approve all of the big rules, the fattest ones.
Right.
They've also passed something called the Reg Accountability Act. Which you've heard. You might have heard some in the
but
Trump
not,
administration.
But the Senate's a problem.
The Senate is the problem. Nothing is moving over there. However, there are certain Senate Democrats who are from states that Trump...
They're in trouble. Wanted. They've got to move something. Hold on to that thought. We're going to pick this up with our friend Wayne Cruz after these messages. Intel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.